I'm now joined by Iowa Lakes Women's Basketball Head Coach Ashley Martin. And Coach, congrats on the great season so far and earning the 3 seed. Talk to us about earning the 3 seed and what that means to the program.
Yeah, thanks. And I think it's just a huge testament to, you know, to our girls and the program, the coaching staff. You know, we always talk about wanting to be in that top four with how our tournament bracket's set up and earning that first round home game. And so the top four seeds host that first round home game, you know, in the quarterfinal game. And so really proud of our girls for really coming together. I mean, we had a tough start to the season, honestly, with injuries, a lot of injuries off and on. You know, practices were tough with how many bodies we had. And so just really proud that this group kind of hung together and just kept fighting, kept believing, and just kept staying the course and staying true to our process and just getting better every day. And so, you know, it's credit to them that they earned that 3 seed. You know, we were able to run off an 8-game winning streak second semester, finished, 11 at one point in the season, we were 11-3 since Christmas. Then we finished the season 11-5, in that second semester, but just shows how much better this group got from the beginning to end. And so just a huge, huge testament to the kids and their effort and their work ethic and just a commitment to the process.
Talk to us about some positives you have seen out the team down the stretch.
I think definitely, just like we talked about, the process was a huge thing that these kids really understood and bought into. It's going to take time, and you're not always going to get to see the rewards and an instant gratification and see the improvement. Because this was definitely delayed. I mean, first semester, we had a tough semester off and on. You know, we had some good wins in there, but we also had some tough losses, and we learned through that, I think. And we got a lot better. We gained some resiliency. And so, you know, I think the commitment to the process is probably the biggest positive I've seen out of this group. And then just their commitment to wanting to compete. This group loves competing. Practice, games, whatever it may be, absolutely loves competing, wants to compete, wants to be the best they can be. You know, and I think they really found that second semester. And then just a commitment to one another on the court and just a competitive advantage these guys have together. They've found that if they put themselves out there and they give themselves for the sake of the team, that they will have some success. So a lot of positives and excited to keep playing with them.
Finished the regular season 18-11 and 10-6 in conference play. The Lakers are currently receiving votes and will host the quarterfinal game versus the 6-seed Northeast tomorrow night at 5:30. Talk to us about the matchup with Northeast.
Yeah, definitely going to be a tough matchup. You know, Northeast is a team we split with. We lost to them early. That was one of those tough losses in overtime, actually, the third game in our conference play and back in December. And then we played them 2 weeks ago and won by 5 on the road. Tough place to play. Had them up by 17, ended up only winning by 5. So Northeast is a very well-coached team, a very guard-dominant team that can get downhill on you. We got to eliminate our foul trouble, keep guards in front, make them finish, use our athleticism to our advantage and wall people up, and then just really handle their press and make good decisions offensively. But it's going to be a good battle. It always is with Northeast. They're, like I said, very well-coached program, and just excited to go to work tomorrow night. And we'll see. We'd love to see fans out there. We play at 5:30 at home, and would love to see fans out there.
All right, perfect. Thanks, Coach.